So every time I mention infinite banking, I hear a handful of things. It's just life insurance, or it's too expensive, or buy term and invest the difference wins, or loans kill it. Today, I'm going to break down each of those objections in plain English with examples that you can check, okay? So no sales pitch, but at the end, you'll know that if it's a fit for you or not, okay? Now let's clear the air. I'm going to walk you through the 9 biggest objections people have about infinite banking, and I'm going to do it without hype, without any salesy anything, fluff, just real questions and the things that I hear and the way that I talk through them, okay? Because IBC isn't a magic trick. It's a system. Here's one thing you have to understand. It's not about insurance. It's about control, liquidity, and uninterrupted growth. Now let's break this down. And by the end, if this strategy makes sense for your situation, you'll know what to do next. All right, objection number one. Isn't this just life insurance? So people think this is just another way to pitch and sell expensive whole life. But here's the truth. Traditional whole life is built for death benefit. IBC whole life is built for cash value while you're alive. Okay, so we minimize the death benefit on purpose. So your cash value grows faster and our commissions are usually a lot lower. Now think of it like this. Owning a house is like whole life, but using a HELOC is like IBC. Your house is still growing in value, but you can still borrow against it when needed. That's the difference, okay? Now IBC isn't about dying with insurance. It's about building a living financial system that you can control. Now imagine having a place to store cash that grows and protects your family and is available whenever you need it without asking the bank, okay? Whole life is the tool, but IBC is the banking system. If that makes sense. Now, objection number two, whole life is too expensive. Yeah, premiums are higher than term, but you're not buying insurance. You're building an asset and building a bank in essence, okay? So one of Nelson's rules is this, never be afraid to capitalize, okay? Now, in the early years, you're capitalizing your system and you're putting money into that system. So just like a business owner like myself does before all the profits roll in, you got to spend some money for that business and system to get going, okay? You can access your cash in as little as a week. The question I get all the time, more on that in a second though, but after year 4, 5, or 6, the cash value just accelerates and can outpace exactly what you're putting in, okay? Now think of it like planting an oak tree. At first, it's just a little twig, but give it time and it ends up shading the entire yard. And it's the same thing with these policies. And let's be honest, people will send $3,000 a month to a bank without even blinking, but hesitate to fund their own system. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now here's the thing, you're already making the payments. The question is, who's benefiting from you putting that money into other places, okay? Understand this, the cost is short-term discipline, but the benefit is a lifelong capital, okay? Objection number three, how long till I can use the cash value? Now we just talked about this. Now old school, whole life made you wait forever, your dad's whole life policy. Now, IBC design policies, you can often access the cash within 1 week. The reason you're not withdrawing it, you're borrowing against what you put in there. So your money keeps compounding while you use it. Now, think of it like this. A plane needs a runway to take off. It's useful right away. The longer you're on the runway, the more you capitalize, the longer you're on the runway, the higher your altitude and cash value and your options get. Okay, this isn't just money stuffed in a shoebox. It's a working system that gives you access and growth. Now, imagine being able to use your money today for equipment, opportunities, emergencies, and still see it grow long term. You can use your cash quickly in these policies and it keeps working for you the whole time. Objection number four, isn't buy term and invest the difference better? People love this one. Term is cheaper and invest in the rest, you know, you can get better returns. Now here's the reality. This is the truth. Most people don't invest the difference. And the market doesn't always cooperate when you need the money. So buy term and invest the difference gives you zero access to your capital and no control. You're still stuck needing loans from banks or hoping good timing in the market. Now, let me give you an example. Buy term and invest the difference is like, it's like owning a Ferrari with no gas. IBC is like owning the gas station. Even better, IBC can fund your investments. Now, you can borrow against the policy to buy real estate, flip houses, or reinvest in your business while the money keeps compounding inside the policy. My question, if you could fund your next investment without touching your stocks or draining your cash, wouldn't it be worth knowing a little bit more about that? Buy term and invest the difference looks great on paper, but IBC gives you access, control, and some serious velocity. Objection number five, a dividend is just a refund of premium. That's not how mutual companies work. Dividends come from a surplus of profits after claims, expenses, and reserves. It's real profit sharing for the policyholders. Yes, you get guaranteed interest. It's in contract. And dividends are on top of that based on company performance. So even without the dividend, the plan still grows, okay? But with them, it can outperform way past what you contribute. Understand this. Dividends aren't a refund. They're shared profits when it comes from a mutual insurance carrier. Objection number 6. Dave Ramsey says it's a scam. Now, let's be real. Dave helps people who are drowning in debt and need to get their head above water. His advice is perfect for that audience. Let me tell you something. I followed his advice for years. He's wonderful, does such a good job. But if you're a high income earner with strong cash flow and assets, you're not digging out of a hole. You're building infrastructure. Let me give you an example. Dave gives out shovels to help people dig out of debt today. We build wells to serve families for generations. It's not that he's wrong. He's just not talking to you when he's talking about that, when he says that, okay? If you've outgrown, you know, budgeting apps and debt snowballs, maybe it's time to start building a financial system that match where you're going. Dave's advice is survival. IBC is a strategy. Objection number 7. It sounds too complicated. I get that a lot. It can sound intimidating. MEC limits, paid up additions, IRR, all those different terms. But the actual system is simple. Store money, let it grow. Borrow against it, repay, repeat. It's that simple. I promise, it's that simple. Equate it to this. It's like learning a piano. At first, it's just black and white keys. But once you learn a few patterns, you can play for life. You don't need to be an insurance expert, I promise you. That's your advisor's job. It's your job to use this system wisely and ask questions. Here's my question. If the plan worked and you didn't have to learn all the technical jargon to benefit from it, would that make it feel more doable? Probably so. Complex terms, but a simple system. Store, grow, access, repeat. That's it. All right, objection number 8. Policy loans can erode the plan. Yes, that is true. If you abuse them, if you max out loans and never repay, your policy could collapse. There's no question about that. But that's not how you operate. Okay, we treat this like a business loan. Borrow smart, repay with interest, and keep good records. It's just your money. It's your interest. Let me give you an example. A good credit card is dangerous if misused, but if used responsibly, it's a really, really flexible financial tool. It's the same with policy loans. When repaid, those dollars are recycled, staying in your system and not the bank system. Now, IBC works if you treat it like a system and not free money. Objection number 9. This is our last one. You need high cash flow and it isn't for everyone. This is correct. It's not for everyone. This isn't for someone living paycheck to paycheck. It's for people with this strong, steady income, long-term vision, long-term goals, and the discipline to capitalize a system that gives you more control. Now, let me give you an example. Think of it like running a business. It takes volume, consistency, and a plan. It's not just an expensive hobby. If you already have a strong cash flow and you're already saving or investing, wouldn't it make sense to route some of that into your own system? IBC is for people who want to direct their money, not just save it. So there you go. 9 of the most common infinite banking objections I get all the time, and I just answered them for you. Here's what I want you to take away. This strategy isn't right for everyone. That's the truest thing ever. But if you're a business owner, investor, doctor, lawyer, attorney, any of those high-income professionals, and you want more control, more liquidity, and more efficiency with your money, then this system is at least worth taking a look at. Picture having a place where your money grows predictably, stays available, reduces your tax bill, and can be used for business, for investing, or legacy purposes without any penalties or permission. That's what makes IBC possible when it's done right. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll look at your business and your income, estimate how this strategy could reduce your taxes possibly, walk you through what the numbers would look like, and help you decide if this is right fit for you and your goals. Now, here's the thing. It ain't right for everybody. And if it's not right for you, I'm the first to tell you. No pressure or anything, just some clarity, because you don't need another financial product. You need a system that works for you today and later. So book the call and we'll make a plan together. Looking forward to seeing you.